I just told the one I love to kiss off for about the 10th time. It just seems strange that our grass never did need mowing till I'd start watching a ball game on TV. What I need is something that'll keep the lawn mowed for me. You know, I think I'll just go somewhere and find myself a sheep. Think about that. I'll go somewhere and find myself a sheep thing. I guess all it cost is that famed scale plus room and board and all the grass he can eat. You ought to try writing a song with a title like this and keeping it clean. Think I'll go somewhere and see if I can't get a little sleep. My wife says one more thing about mowing that lawn, I'm gonna have the whole yard paved and painted green. You know, if we lived about three or four more floors higher, I'd invite her to take a flying leap. Besides, the idea of mowing your lawn in November always has seemed a little weak. The more I think about it, the more I think I'll go somewhere and find myself a sheep. I'll go somewhere and find myself a sheep. Huh? Actually, I've heard they're real friendly and they keep your lawn looking so neat. And just think, you'll be the only one with a watchdog like that on the street. I think I'll go somewhere and just find myself a sheep.
Yeah. kiss our ass.
Williams Jr. from the Frat Radio this morning, telling it exactly like it is, what to do with it, and where to put it, I might add. We all.
Hi, I'm Merle Haggard between a Jake's your FM dial.
Mississippi Queen, she taught me everything.
my roller skates.
Peaches, never rode no boxcar train, never worked out on a road game, slept out in the rain. But when you see a good man have to struggle, sweat, and strain, when a man can't feed his children, don't it make you stop and think? Are they gonna make us outlaws again? Is that what it's coming to, my friend? I can see why Pretty Boy Floyd done the things he did. Are they gonna make us outlaws again? I tell you folks, there's trouble and tension everywhere. Everybody's asking, where's it gonna end? There ain't nobody answered, no, ain't nobody dared. I tell you folks, there's trouble everywhere. Are they gonna make us outlaws again? Is that what it's coming to, my friends? I can see why Pretty Boy Floyd done the things he did. Are they gonna make us outlaws again? Times and breadlines ain't no sight to see. When a man is hungry, it ain't no crazy dream. Blues is fine for singing, but mighty hard to eat. Them engines won't keep rolling if there ain't no gasoline. Are they gonna make us outlaws again? Is that what it's coming to, my friends? I can see why Pretty Boy Floyd done the things he did. Are they gonna make us outlaws again? There's always been a bottom, always been a top. Someone took the orders, someone called the shots. Someone took the beaten door, someone got the prize. That may be the way it's been, but that don't mean it's right. Are they gonna make us outlaws again? Is that what it's coming to, my friend? I can see why Pretty Boy Floyd done the things he did. Are they gonna make us outlaws again? Are they gonna make us outlaws again? Well, it looks like they're gonna make us outlaws again, boys.
Well, it's retro rocking time inside my attic. I'm all wrapped up in the flag to keep me warm. Got my brain locked in cruise-o-matic, rolling Ronnie Reagan in suppository form. I'll tell the Maharishi that I seen ya. I'm traveling east until I know I'm free. I'll take the midnight flight to British Guiana. Ain't nobody casting asparagus on me. You'll find out the way. Jetting out of LA, it sets me free. Going back to nature in my June clue. I'll get a mule and be a flatland farmer. Grow a little bumper crop of grass. In Hollywood I totaled my karma. Gonna cast my seed upon the ground. Gonna covet my neighbor's ass. And find out the way. Jetting out of L.A. Pretty sets me free. Going back to nature. The pipe.
life of peace in our adobe. Buried in the ruins of Mexico, we'll dip some snuff in mainline guacamole. Slowly going bonkers watching Captain Video. A fly down the way. Getting out of war, it sets me free. Going up to Nashville. Fly down the freeway all the way.
Well, all right. Kinky Friedman flying down the freeway this morning on the Fat Radio at about 12:33 right now on a fine Friday morning as it is. We also heard from Vernon Oxford from Oxnard from his brand new album. The Banjo King was also in there. And to kick things off, so to speak, on the Fat Radio this morning, we heard from Mountain Live from the Gilroy Square. This is the Fat One. We're at 94.5. You've got your all-night rocket with you, commercial-free all night long. We've got more music for you right now as we continue with the all-night Fat. Here's Roy Loney and the Phantom Movers.
Keep on dreaming, though I wake with that same old regret. All alone I knew I'd lose you, still I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart you love another, but right or wrong I'm still in love with you. Thank you. though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming, though I wake with that same old regret. All along, I knew I'd lose you. Still, I prayed that you'd be true. Oh, Lord, in your heart, you love another. But right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
She's got everything an Asheville lady singer ought to have. She's got rings on the right fingers. I like them hippie singers. She's got everything an Asheville lady singer ought to have. Well, to that good old country beat, she's gonna stomp her little feet. She's gonna yodel like you never heard anybody yodel before. She's the kind of country singer who can wrap you around her finger. But she sings about driving trucks and her divorce. Said she'll go far. She's gonna be a little country star with every guitar picker in Nashville at her feet. She's got a band with a steel guitar. She's a bella from Nashville bar. And the fella who plays the fiddle just can't be beat. From San Jose, well, he could pick a guitar good as any picker around. But he up and left one day, well, he headed for L.A. Oh, let's say, little mama was feeling kind of down. So she wrote a sweet, sad song, folks, about how he'd done her wrong. And he heard it on every jukebox in L.A. When he heard her sweet voice pleading, he knew just what he was needing. And he headed on back to Nashville right away. She's got everything a Nashville lady singer ought to have. She's got rings on the right fingers, not like them hippie singers. She's got everything a Nashville lady singer ought to have.
And now the sound of John Denver being strangled.
You came on my pillow.
Thank you.
Make a love to a whole loving man. is the only kind of fly you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun, you think you played it smart. I'm sorry for you and your honky-tonk part.
What's the word? The Fabulous Thunderbirds with Runnin' Shoes. Their second of their four albums, by the way. Just before that, we heard from our old friends, the Chickmunks, from the album The Chickmunks Salute, Flattened Scruggs, Dim Lights, Thick Smoke, Loud, Loud Music, and Fat Radio. This is what it was all about. Nashville Lady Singer was from Jill Croston, and to start things off, we heard from Willie Nelson. You're listening to The Fat One, by the way. It's Friday morning. If you haven't heard, you've got your all-night rocket with you, hanging out until 6 o'clock with the all-night fat. No commercials all night long, so we're going to keep things rolling and get into the music of Patsy Cline to slow things down just a tad on the Fat Radio.
Hi. fall to pieces. Each time I see you again, I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend? You want me to act like we've never kissed. You want me to forget, pretend we've never.
You're tickling me.
Careless love,
careless love.
Well, this old dog will always be mine.
the same. And you know why?
Why?
Cause I'm an ugly man.
Ugly man.
I said ugly as a tree is tall.
Ugly man.
Queen bee walking on down the street makes me fall on my knees and crawl. Well, they think that they got my number. It is written on the ladies' room wall. Well, this old dog ain't gonna let no gal be bald.
Through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide a bid and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on East on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times and wiped my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. The dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up in back of the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says Vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oil or rag. Use a nailed starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she's cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? It says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal signed here. I'll go get the title and the can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed and belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in, bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west in County 12, took two full quarts, 40-weight oil, just get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out, and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard. Where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this.
Ah, yes. Immediate delivery.